It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County, Dublin. Now, if you are a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that we have a load of Opinions Matter merchandise, and we're giving away loads of our reusable travel mugs. And we're literally sending them the length and breadth of the country. I would say, so far, we have posted them to about 16 of the 26 counties, or 16 of the 32 counties, no matter what way.
So can you pass me a tissue there, please?
I certainly will, Jeremy. Yes, certainly.
Runny nostril. Hang on.
You had to do that, like, literally at the start of the podcast.
Well, it wouldn't wait. And I have to be honest with you guys, there's one county that we're not very popular in. Leitrim.
There's not many people in Leitrim. That's probably the reason.
We don't have any listeners to this podcast.
Well, we actually did. We posted one to Carrick and Shannon a few weeks ago.
Is that in Leitrim?
Yeah.
Scratch that. Yeah. Roscommon.
Haven't posted one to Roscommon.
So if you're in Roscommon and you listen to the podcast, please get in contact.
Anyway, we asked a question, a silly little question yesterday on the podcast with myself and Katie, and we got this WhatsApp voice note from Katrina.
Hi, guys. We love the show. The answer to your question is
pajamas.
That's my daughter Luna. She listens with us when it's appropriate.
Bye bye.
Okay, love the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
There you go. That's
Katrina's first word is going to be fuck or bollocks.
I hope not.
Do not let
she said when appropriate.
It's never appropriate. And sorry, Katrina, and the waves, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to curb my language and make this show.
Because of Luna.
And make this. Is Luna the child's name? Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, it's a lovely name.
And make this podcast PG.
Oh.
If we wanted PG, we'd be doing a radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Bollocks to that.
Oh, Luna, I hope you're not listening. Anyway, Katrina is in Cortown in County Wexford, of all places.
One of my favourite places.
Yeah, it was my favourite place back in the day.
Oh, what happened?
It's not what it used to be, really.
Geez, well done, Katrina. In other words, Katrina, don't leave your Opinions Matter coffee mug on display in your car. It'll be nicked. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not quite saying that. Anyway, Katrina, congratulations. She's a very regular listener to the podcast. That travel mug winging its way down to County Wexford. And you will have another opportunity to win one. Stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, and we'd have a question at the end. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode? Airports, according to Ryanair's Michael O'Leary, should be banned from serving alcohol to passengers before early morning flights. He said the measure would reduce the number of passengers who were disruptive on board aircraft. Now, according to Michael O'Leary, Ryanair are being forced to divert an average of nearly one flight every day because of bad behaviour on board, up from one a week a decade ago. So people are carrying on very badly on airplanes. They have to divert them.
You see the photographs online when people are going, oh, no, it's the most cringy thing. There's very little that triggers me, guys. But when I see a photograph sitting in the bar of Terminal 1 or Terminal 2, and it's the photograph of the pint of beer or the blue wicket or whatever, and the passport.
Yeah.
Holidays start now.
Yeah.
It's party time somewhere in the world. Yeah. I'm like, you sad.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, you sad bastards. That you literally...
Really?
The first... Well, you're surprised by my opinion. The first thing you did when you got to the airport was to go to a bar. It's not natural to drink at that hour in the morning, by the way.
Says who?
Oh, says pretty much...
When you're starting your holidays. Anyway, let me just go on from what Michael O'Leary said. He says, I fail to understand why anybody in airport bars is serving people at 5 or 6 in the morning. Who needs to be drinking at that time? There should be no alcohol served at airports outside normal licensing hours. So, normal licensing hours here in Ireland allows a bar to open at 10:30 in the morning and close at 11:30 at night. Except for the weekends when it's 12:30, yeah?
Whereas if you go look on the website, the Tap and Brew Bar, which is a bar in Dublin Airport Terminal 2, opens at 4 a.m. in the morning. That is lunacy. The Garden Terrace Bar in T1, which again, it's nice, you get food there as well, but that opens at 4 a.m. as well. And then there's another bar in Dublin Airport Terminal 2 that opens at 4 a.m. There is no need to have a drink at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Says you.
So, well, if somebody...
Okay, can I just tell you, though?
If you go into any
of those bars at 6 o'clock in the morning...
Sorry, I've walked by them.
Yeah.
I would, because I go to the smoothie bar.
That's fine. Yeah, you do you, yeah.
And I would get a smoothie before a flight. And I think it is pathetic. And I think to myself... Borderline alcoholism.
Stop it, will you?
No, but it is
to have 2 pints on your way to your holidays.
No, that's not the point, whether it's 2 pints or 10 pints. Yeah. That's not the issue here. The issue is someone needing a drink at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's not nothing to do with needing a drink. It's your holiday starts here and you have a beer in the airport. Whoop-de-doo. I have had a beer in the airport early in the morning. I don't get on airplanes and start fights. But it's just that's where my holiday starts. That's it.
You only have one.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Maybe two.
It's up to two now.
If I have enough time.
By the end of this podcast, by the way, guys, it'd be up to 10.
No, two. Two. If I have enough time.
Ever three?
No, not really, no.
What's the point?
I enjoy a pint.
Beer at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You don't drink beer anyway, so it makes no...
I wouldn't drink any alcohol at that in the morning. There must be something wrong with you all. I'm not having to go to you.
Something wrong with you all.
I'm not talking about you, by the way.
Yeah.
I promised I wouldn't have a dig at you today. Or your alcohol issues. But if you need a drink before getting on a flight, or more than one drink, it's not a party bus, lads. It is a flight. And I can speak about this because I've been on flights that have been disrupted by drunken passengers. I was on a flight, I told you about this in a previous podcast, coming back from Moldova.
Yeah, but that was late at night. That wasn't first thing in the morning.
Yep. No, I know, but still, it's scary being on a flight when someone is drunk.
The point I'm trying to make is the vast majority of people have one or two pints. That's the end of that.
We'll find out by the end of this podcast. I think the vast majority of people agree with me on this.
That drink, agree with you on what? That example that you're giving was a late night flight.
No, but I've been on morning flights as well. In fact, before Christmas... I was on a flight to London with the kids, excuse me, and at the gate, as we were waiting to board the flight, there was a couple of lads. I don't know whether they were probably going over for a football match or something like that, and they were absolutely locked. And I said it to the girl, the girl who's sitting at the desk is up there calling the calling the seat numbers, and I said to her, there's two passengers getting on my flight that are absolutely locked. Are you going to do something about it? And nothing was done about it.
Did they get on the plane?
Yeah, they got on.
Okay, but that sounds to the airline. The airline should be stopping people getting on the plane if they're drunk.
But she didn't. She literally... Yeah,
they should be. They should be. They should be refused. And I've seen people refused off airplanes because they were too drunk and being literally turned away from the gate. And that's what the airline should be doing. They need to take a bit of responsibility for this as well.
Now, but what's Louise saying here? Listen, Jerry, you and your antics in Ibiza back in the day, are you judgmental? First of all, I think you're confusing me with Adrian, Louise. I wasn't arrested. It was Adrian who was arrested.
25 years ago.
She's accusing me of being the one. Adrian was the one that was arrested, firstly. And secondly, I've never been drunk getting on a flight and I've never drank in an airport.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We want to know, would you agree with Michael O'Leary that airport bars should not be able to operate outside normal licensing hours? So in other words, you would not be able to buy a drink in the airport before 10:30 in the morning and then drink for the day, but not early in the morning. Michael O'Leary is arguing, who needs to be drinking beer at that time at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning? Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off the conversation with Mark.
He says who needs drink that early in the morning anyway, yet he will happily sell you drink on an early morning flight as soon as you get on. I'm not one for drinking early in the morning, but if you're obnoxious drunk, you're going to be obnoxious drunk at 8 in the morning, 11 a.m., 5 p.m., it doesn't come with a time.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Audrey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Audrey?
I'm grand. Not a bother.
What did you want to say on this? Should there be a ban on drinking in the airports? In other words, should Dublin Airport open the bars at only 10:30 in the morning instead of 4 o'clock?
Now, what's the difference? Say, so are we talking about early morning drinking as opposed to afternoon drinking, or quick drinking at all before flight?
What Michael O'Leary wants is the bars in the airports in the UK and Ireland to operate under normal licensing hours. So that would mean that in Dublin Airport, bars could open at 10:30 in the morning. And I think it's similar in the UK.
Right. So what's the difference in me saying having a drink at 8:00 in the morning as opposed to 10:30? I mean, am I going to be less disruptive because it's 10:30 in the morning? Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you totally. Yeah. So sorry, for the likes of you that...
Right. So I'm a very, very nervous flyer, and a glass of wine just calms me down, and I don't see any harm in that. So I get that people are disruptive, but what about the people that aren't disruptive and are in holiday mode, and that's part of the holiday? And again, for people that are just very nervous flyers, I don't see the harm in that at all. I don't see where Michael O'Leary is going with this at all.
Okay, Jeremy, why should this lady not be able to have her glass of wine? She's a nervous flyer.
Because there's other ways to overcome flying. My mother's a nervous flyer and she doesn't need drink to calm her down. So what about taking a sedative before you get on a plane?
Right, because I can't take sedatives, to be honest with you. So a sedative actually makes me worse, to be honest with you. But that's a whole other kettle of fish. We're just talking about drinks here.
But your fear of flying or your uneasiness about flying should not impede on my right to be on a flight that people with people who don't drink alcohol.
Audrey's not smashing up the bloody airplane after a glass of wine.
I didn't say she was smashing up.
No more than I do. No more than 99.9% of people do.
No, but some people turn into arseholes when they have drinks.
They shouldn't be allowed on the plane. That's the point I'm trying to make. If that person arrives at the gate and is pissed, they shouldn't be allowed on the plane. So the airline needs to take more responsibility.
You know what? That part I agree with, and I think it's up to the discrepancy of the air hostesses and air staff to say, okay, this fella's pissed, he can't. And I've seen people being refused, and fair enough, I think that's right. For people that just have a cup of drink, they're in a happy mode. I mean, I can't see the harm in that.
I agree with you totally on this. And if you want to have one or two drinks in the airport, even if it is 6:00 or 7:00 in the morning, that's fine.
No, there's something psychologically wrong with somebody.
Jeremy, you don't drink.
Yes, I do drink, but I'm not dependent on drink. That is a drink
Who
dependency.
Who said anything about dependency?
There's nothing psychologically wrong with it now.
If the first place you want to go to when you get to an airport...
In what way now?
Because it's not natural to want to drink at 4:00 in the morning.
Says who?
In 4:00 in the morning.
Sorry, is that written down anywhere?
It's not that we crave. It's just part of being on holiday mode, I think.
Not for the majority of people, it's not. No, the majority.
Wait, here, look how busy the bars are in the airport and say it's not for the majority of people.
Yeah, but define majority now. Define majority. Let's define majority here.
Well,
the majority of people don't.
Over 50% of people do not drink before getting on a flight, an early morning flight.
Yeah, but where are you getting the statistics from, you see?
Okay, the statistic would be I spend
argue this point forever.
No. I'll give you statistics. Anytime I'm in the airport, if everybody boarding a flight, so in the airport, in Dublin Airport, on a weekday at 4:00 in the morning, the place is absolutely packed with people getting flights, yeah? Not every one of those is in the bar, because if they were, they'd have to open another 10 bars. The majority of people either go to the duty free or they just go to their gate. The first thing in their mind is not to, oh, I have to go to the bar and get a couple of pints. There's something wrong there.
But you're trying to prove statistics that aren't actually...
Well, they are.
You're wrong in your facts.
No, I'm not. The majority of people do
it
not...
It hasn't been proved that.
Well, it has. The majority of people do not go to the bar when...
Okay, I'm interested in a poll on the journal, and here's what the question that was asked was: should early morning pre-flight pints be banned? And 41% said yes. 35% said no. Okay, and the rest don't know and all that. So the majority of people actually believe that bars shouldn't be able to open early in the airport, Audrey, according to this journal poll. What do you think of that?
Right. So then we're getting back to the point, like, okay, well, say I go to the airport at 4 o'clock and I have a glass of wine, right? Okay.
Well, and that kind of comes again on the flight. Yeah, according to Jeremy, you need to be carted off to Alcoholics Anonymous because you've such an issue.
There's just certain times that you'd like.
I probably do.
Well, no, but say, Audrey, if you were sitting in the waiting room to see your doctor.
No, hold on.
No, if you were sitting in the waiting room to see your doctor at 9 o'clock in the morning, would you have a drink then?
No, you're not in
a
bar.
That's completely different. You're not on holiday mode. You're going to a doctor.
That's a stupid statement.
No, I'm saying there's certain times where
you're going on your holidays.
But the holidays.
Listen to me.
Holidays and drink.
What's the difference in 4 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock? Like, Michael O'Leary is trying to stop the early morning drinking and the like proper hours, 10:30. So am I going to be a different person at 4 o'clock in the morning than 10:30? No, I'm not.
Well, no, I don't think there should be bars in airports.
So what's the difference?
I don't think there should be bars in airports full stop, because I don't think...
Oh, you want the bars taken out altogether?
No, I don't think alcohol and flights go well together. Look how many incidents we've had of people just turning psycho with drink.
I'm sorry, a tiny fraction of the population carry on like psychos on airplanes. A minuscule.
So yeah,
you want everybody else to be punished.
Yeah, that's because they get pissed drunk. That's because they get pissed drunk. And you know, if you go into a bar, you can really refuse a drink because you're pissed drunk. So they should be refused. It's right. That part, I absolutely get. If they're pissed drunk, then they need to leave it up to their discrepancy. This one's not getting on this flight.
I think airlines should take more responsibility and should be refusing more people. Rather than blaming the airport selling them the drink, they should take responsibility for not letting them on the plane.
Right, exactly. Totally agree. But then for the ones that, like me, just want to have an early morning drink before I get on the plane, I don't see anything wrong with it. But I know it's a very argumentative point, because you do have the lunatics that want to just get pissed drunk and cause havoc on the planes. I get that. I totally get it. But your point is
that those lunatics, if they're getting a flight at lunchtime, they're not going to be any different to the person who is getting a flight at 6 a.m. If they're lunatics, they're lunatics, full stop.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, say, like, for me, what Michael O'Leary wanting to put the times to 10:30, I don't see how I would be any different, or some people would be any different, because it's a few hours later. Like, what's the difference?
And
you have the same amount of drink at 10 o'clock.
And I would argue that the people who want to go on the piss in the airport will just book later flights anyway. They'll just book flights after 10:30 in the day.
Exactly.
Oh my God! Anybody who books a flight,
I'm saying the lunatics.
No,
Jeremy.
Anybody,
the people that use the airport as an opportunity to go on the piss.
Literally, I've two. Do you? You're both on the line here. You're here, Adrian. My question to you is: would it literally ruin your holiday if you couldn't have a drink before getting on the piss?
But the point.
It wouldn't ruin it, but it would make it start to the holiday, and it's kind of like a little tradition. To be honest with you,
not a tradition in my house.
No, that's fine, but you do you. That's my point.
I'm just saying some people, not you, some people.
Audrey, just out of curiosity and nosiness, we're calling you in Chicago. Do you listen to the podcast in Chicago?
I do. I used to live in Ireland. Yeah, I moved, emigrated here. Yeah. I do.
Oh, that's great to hear. Audrey. Thanks very much indeed for being. Thanks very much for your call. Thank you. Bye bye. That's Audrey in Chicago, in Illinois, regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Starting on.
Now, Trevor, Michael O'Leary wants airport bars to operate under the same sort of licensing hours as outside the airport. So that would mean bars in Dublin Airport wouldn't be able to open until 10:30, let's say. What do you think of that?
Well, it's all about profits for him.
Meaning? Well, he's not running bars.
No, but sure, when you get on his plane, he'll sell you as much alcohol as he can.
Well, interestingly...
by the way, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Ryanair will not sell you endless amounts of alcohol.
No, in fact, he said, we are reasonably responsible. We sell, on average, 2 drinks per customer. That's what he says.
And that's exactly how many I would have before I get on a plane. So why should I suffer? Because I'm doing an early morning flight. And then you have the, I don't want to be rude here, but Jeremy, the virgin daiquiri man himself, I hide my spirits from my children when I'm having a drink. You don't have a cordial. Like, Jeremy, you haven't got a clue on it, right? First of all, how comfortable are you with flying?
Very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not. So I have three pints before I get on a plane.
Not my problem.
Why is it my problem?
Why is it
if I have three pints, would you rather me go to a doctor and get drugs? To get on the plane.
NMP. That's all I'll say to you. NMP. Not my problem. You're fear of flying, get a boat wherever you're going. I don't want...
Right, so what's to stop me from having 3 pints in my house before I head out to 4 o'clock in the morning to the airport?
Well, you'd have a serious drink problem. I'd be checking into Alcoholics Anonymous was the case.
No, hang on. If I'm a nervous flyer, and I know 3 drinks will calm me nerves, what's the problem? What's going to stop an alcoholic from having 10 pints before they go to the airport? Just because they're
can't
have drinks beforehand.
Another problem, by the way.
The thing is,
Jeremy, just one second. Another problem with bad behaviour in airports and on airplanes is people doing lines of fucking cocaine before they arrive into the airport. That's airport.
Yes,
that's adding to their unruly behaviour.
Okay,
yeah. I would say it's not down to drink at the airport at all. It's people doing lines of coke before they even go in the airport.
You know, we can't start testing a million customers for cocaine and stuff. That's not practical. But what we can do is stop making it easy. And it is. These bars in Dublin Airport are literally placed very strategically. You don't have to go looking for them.
No,
you
don't.
You literally...
Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me anything you want. Go on.
I've walked up to plenty of gates. And I only travel 4 or 5 times a year. I'm still a nervous flyer. I don't like flying. But I have never once stumbled to a gate. So you're saying people that stumble to it, I would actually agree with you. People who are locked getting on a plane should not be getting on a plane.
No, and this is the point that I'm making to somebody like Michael O'Leary, okay? If somebody is in such a state that they cause unruly bad behaviour on board the plane, they were obviously not in a fit state getting on the bloody thing in the first place.
That's not true. So what people...
Yeah, exactly, Adrian.
No, not exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. If I'm walking up to a gate with 4 points, just because I've been seen in a bar... I could be stopped from getting on the plane. Whereas someone who is legless walking towards the plane, they should be stopped. But just because I've had 4 points, because I can actually handle more than 4 points, but I choose to stop when I feel like my nerves are settled to get on the plane, to fly. But should I suffer because an alcoholic is on the plane? No, I don't think so.
Okay, so the argument is, Michael O'Leary's argument is, who needs to be drinking beer at that time? Now, obviously, I don't know if Michael O'Leary even takes a drink, but he doesn't see why people need to have a beer at that hour of the morning. But it's different strokes for different folks, basically.
Yeah, and let me put one more thing to Adrian, yeah? You just said Michael O'Leary will limit his sale of alcohol to 2 drinks per person.
That's what he says, yeah. He says,
okay, there's 3 seats to the left, 3 seats to the right. What happens if only one person in those 6 seats drinks and all 6 buy drinks and give it to the one person?
No, that could happen. It absolutely could happen.
Mm, and, there you go.
And I've seen people cracking open their bottles of duty free and everything on an airplane.
Exactly.
So it's not being sold to them by anybody. But he says, Ryanair rarely serves more than 2 drinks to a passenger. So he probably should ban people bringing duty free on to the airplane as well. You should close all the bars. What about the argument though that the bars should at least have to operate on normal licensing hour times?
No, I think that's bollocks, because at the end of the day, you can't stop someone from consuming alcohol before they get to the airport.
And that,
all it affects is the business in the airport shutting down and people losing their jobs.
By the way, the duty free, you can't open it. You can't buy duty free and then open it and drink it in the.
What do you mean you can't? People do it every fucking day, you gobshite.
You can, Jeremy. What the hell are you talking about?
It's against the rules, but people do it. Don't be such a gobshite.
Oh, it's against the rules.
I've seen people
I wish I knew you as young flight, say you were a perfect child. Yeah,
so would I.
Jeremy,
I've known people to literally drink an entire bottle of vodka on a flight between all their friends on that they got in the duty free. So that happens as well. So we need to bar people bringing duty free onto the plane as well. Okay,
so you
lads, I've seen TikToks and other stuff where people are drinking on the plane, screaming "Yay!" and the bottle of vodka is visible in the video.
Yep. There you go.
And they didn't buy that off the trolley dollies.
Yeah, Dipsos.
You're defeating the whole purpose here. You're saying close the bars when you can do it on the plane anyway.
You shouldn't be able to order alcohol in the duty free for an outgoing flight, because if you're traveling home, so say for instance when I go to the Canaries, on my way back, if you're buying booze, it's obviously not to drink on the flight, it's to bring it back as a present. If you're buying it on an outbound flight, it's obvious that you're...
Oh, so we'll ban duty-free as well?
Well, it's obvious that
here
you're...
Here we go.
But it's obvious.
So you're going to the Canaries and you can't bring a bottle of vodka for your holidays?
Well, no.
Right.
So who would cart a bottle of vodka all the way from Dublin Airport to have in the Canaries?
that's not... You're such a fucking idiot.
Jeremy, Jesus Christ, man.
That's not what they're about to...
It's against the rules.
Spot the teetotaler, lads.
No, I'm actually not a teetotaler. Spot the drink dependence here, the two of you. I'm not a teetotaler.
I don't need it at all. I like a few, but I don't drink that often, lads. I probably drink 3-4 times a year, and that's like to excess. That's what I do.
Well done. I'll give you the Blue Peter badges in the post for you. Well done.
Do they still exist?
So back to the question, Trevor. You see no need to restrict the opening hours of bars in the airport.
I see no point in restricting them because, like I said, you can buy a drink before you go to the airport and have it. You can buy a drink on the plane where 6 seats, 5 seats give you the drink. You're still getting locked.
Yep. No,
alcohol is a part of everyday life in this country, lads, and every other country where you're travelling, because you can buy it so freely.
Yeah, but it's the type of people, when you're dealing with package holiday council estate heads, yeah?
Okay. Easy, Jeremy. No, you're showing your snobby side now.
No, I'm just saying...
Package holiday
council. The silver spoon is showing.
Okay. No.
First
of all, in first class on flights, yeah, you've unlimited drink.
Because I don't know. I've never
been in first class on flights before, and it's unlimited drink.
Once, on
transatlantic flights, it's unlimited. You never see fights because these people, they just drink normal. Like they might have a glass of wine with their dinner. But it's these Howie is going off on hen nights and stag nights, literally getting locked in their blue wicket in the bar before they head off on the plane. They're the ones that are causing the problems.
I would agree with you, Jamie. People who approach a gate are locked out of the head, can't stand, or even shouldn't be allowed on the plane.
I approach
the gate with fire on me and I'm grand.
Okay, rather than blaming the airport for selling the drink, the airline should be taking more responsibility to not let people on the bloody
people
plane.
You don't have the time to do breathalyzer tests before boarding a flight. Jesus Christ, lads.
I've seen people being turned away because they were obviously locked. Okay, they weren't allowed onto the airplane.
What was you?
No, to be so fucking smart.
So, Jeremy.
What?
Rather than throwing people away from the gate, as you just said, you'd rather close down the pubs than people lose their jobs, was that right?
It just makes zero sense that a pub would be open at 4 o'clock.
The pub is closed and people are coming from their houses in taxis drunk? Go ahead.
You'd actually listen to me, Jesus. If you're this aggressive and cantankerous when you've no drink on you, I'd hate to be on a flight with you after a couple of drinks.
I want to just turn this on its head for a second. There are new licensing laws coming into Ireland in the next year or two.
Yep.
And those licensing laws will allow bars to stay open later, will allow nightclubs to stay open until 6 a.m. and serve drink until 5 a.m. Do you have a problem with that?
With bars, well, I don't think it'll work. There's no appetite for it there.
Do you have a problem with that?
What?
Having bars open until 5 a.m.
No, but there'll be nobody in them. Absolutely nobody in them.
You don't know. Tourists?
No, they won't. They won't.
Anyway, that's not my question. Do you object to that licensing law change?
No, I don't mind that happening because I'm not sitting beside... If a fight breaks out in a bar, lads, on Capel Street or George Street...
Sorry, when have you ever seen a fight break out on an aeroplane? In videos, yeah.
Yeah, in videos. I just wasn't on any of those flights and I'd hate to be on those flights. But alcohol...
You're missing the point that Trevor is making. Two points he made. Well, one he made and one I made. One, if the airports were closed in the bar, people can just... pilot into them before they even get to the airport. Okay, that's one thing. And then the second thing is,
how in God's name
do you control people doing lines of coke before they go into the airport and being hyped up out of their brains? That's the bigger problem, in my opinion.
You actually can't. I don't know how you do.
But you would deny somebody or Audrey.
You're a scumbucket. You're a scumbucket if you do a line of coke.
100%. I'm not disagreeing with you.
And I know
but I'm trying to argue.
I know there's people listening to this podcast, and I'd never expect anybody to admit to it, but there are people, I've no doubt, who are on the bag getting on the flight.
You're missing the point I'm making. It is those people that are responsible for the really bad behaviour.
Everybody involved in the fight, you've checked their blood samples.
No, but I'm saying the average person who goes to the bar in the airport just wants a drink or two.
Don't agree.
Emma has been on to us.
I have to say, I agree with Adrian here. There's nothing wrong with one or two pints before a flight. I have it just because I don't like flying. Relaxes me a bit. Now, when people, I was in the airport there a few months ago, and there was a group of girls sitting with 2 litres of vodka. That's a bit extreme. They actually got kicked out of the bar. But I think 1 or 2 pints, start the holidays, relax the nerves, for flying are absolutely fine, but you don't need to be sculling 10 pints or like them girls with litres of vodka.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Sean, should we have a ban on bars being open outside normal licensing hours in the airport?
I think so, and I think drinks should only be served in paid access lounges.
Say that again? Drinks should only be...
served in paid access lounges in Dublin Airport.
I get the point you're trying to make. These are first-class lounges, and I would agree. If anything should be kept open, it should be them, because those people are generally...
So there's airports. They're not just first-class lounges, as you call them. You pay £29 and you go in and you eat and drink to your heart's content.
Yeah, but...
That's all people will
do. Yeah, but with 15 girls going on Charlene's hen night to Marbella...
They just book into there.
They're not going to book into...
Why? Thing.
They're not going to go in now.
Why not? Tell me why. All it costs is €29. So you go in, you have food, you have drink.
But I've been in those lounges. You don't see Charlene's hen night.
Because she's down in the bar. But you close the bar, she's going to go into the lounges. That's the reality of it. And
the lounges are a small capacity, and not all those council heads are going to go in that lounge.
Okay, so I should not be able to...
He said council heads, not me.
Yeah, no, I heard what he said. So you believe that everybody else... The normal Joe that just likes a pint before he gets on his holidays should suffer because of Charlene and all her friends.
Nobody just one pint. Nobody just... Why would you just drink one pint?
Okay, two pints then.
So it's gone up to two now.
Two. So what? So what? I mean, I honestly just don't get. And again, Sean, I believe the airlines, particularly Ryanair, should take more responsibility for not letting people.
Two, three hundred people going on the flight. They can't screen every single passenger, making sure they're not drunk. That's impossible.
Okay, but
that's stupid.
I have seen them turn away people from the gate for being absolutely twisted drunk. Okay, and literally said, you're not getting on this plane, we'll put you on the next one, go over there and sober up, and literally not letting people. I saw it happening on a number of occasions.
You know, listen, that's completely different.
What's
and
on?
drink gets visibly worse in the air. The cabin pressure raises. I don't know the exact way it works, but I think drink affects you more when you're up in the air as well. So it could have later effects from you drinking earlier, if that makes sense.
Okay, but if you're the sort of person that is so out of it that you're causing fights on airplanes and whatever, you surely can notice that person getting on the plane if you're doing your job at all right. So what I'm arguing is, rather than making ordinary, everyday people who want just an old pint in the airport suffer because of the carry-on of a very small minority
just
of people.
Suffer? What are you using the word suffer for? We're talking about a pint of booze. Again, pathetic losers. If you think that being denied the right to have a pint of beer at 4 o'clock in the morning is making you suffer, you've never suffered in your life. You're all sad, sad, sad bastards.
Okay, sad. Suffer. So everybody who suffer. Is in...
Don't use the word suffer because you
everybody
can't get a pint
who's in the airport this morning...
my life is so terrible. horrible. I couldn't get a pint in Terminal 1 at 4 o'clock. All this holiday is horrible. Oh, this is going to be the wall. No,
you
I'm not a prick.
Such a prick.
You're all losers. Absolute losers. And I'm telling you.
And Sean, do you agree with that? The people who go for a pint before they get on their flight are losers.
Yeah, well, I heard what Trevor was saying there. He said that he has 3 or 4 drinks before he gets on the plane to, like, essentially numb his fear of flying.
That's basically what he said,
That's going to increase. He's going to want 5 drinks the next time, then 6 drinks the next time, 7 drinks the next time. He's going to keep going on because he wants to numb that feeling of flying because he obviously has the fear of it.
Okay, do you think that people who have a pint in the airport before they get on their holiday flight are losers?
Yes.
Losers, okay, right. There's a lot of losers.
Well, wait till you land. Wait till you land.
There's a lot of losers around, is the point I was about to make, because the bars in the airports are packed all day, every day. And again, you believe, Jeremy, there should be no bars in the airport at all. Is that right?
Maybe in the executive lounges.
Executive lounges.
Yeah, because those people, they're just having a glass of wine or whatever. And
again, it costs 29 quid to go into one of them. Okay?
So you're going to have head nights in them?
Yep.
I don't think you will.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. Or no, sorry, Lee. Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What's your view on this? Sean believes, and Jeremy, anybody who has a drink early in the morning going through the airport is a loser.
Well, I'm one of the losers then.
Okay. But no. We're losers together then, Lee.
Exactly. I don't mind being a loser in a bar on a way on a holiday. And I just feel it's very much a tradition to go in, have a glass of wine. I haven't been on a holidays in 10 years. And oh my God, I'm going to have a glass of wine getting on the plane, because just financial situation and never could afford to. And I'm going to go into the bar and have a glass of wine and say, yes, we're getting back to what we used to do. So I just think it's silly. I think the responsibility is on the airport, which the bars are in, and the aircraft in which you're boarding. And the staff and whoever should be trained to deal with those situations. And I'm sure they are. But it's just, I think, you know, if somebody is opening a giant-sized bottle of vodka on the plane, we'll put rules in place in the sense that, okay, you can drink, but not to that capacity.
Now, Ryanair, Ryanair said that they generally rarely serve more than 2 drinks to a passenger on a flight. Okay, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
And a lot of people will be relaxed and sip. And now you're going to get the hen, you're going to get the stags, you're going to have the Egypt that's always going to go above and beyond. But the majority of people are sort of saying, we've saved all year for this holiday. For years we've saved and life is good and we're going on our holiday and we're going to celebrate the fact that we're able to go.
And have a little drink in the airport on your way to start the holiday. I mean, Sean, just to go back to you, what is so wrong with starting your holiday in the airport with a drink?
Well, I think if you're having a drink to numb the pain of your fear of flying, I think you have another problem, to be honest with you. Like, I just think that having a drink before a holiday is just stupid. Why can't you just wait till you land? Just think of alcohol off you on the plane. Like, just wait till you land.
Okay, there you are, Literally. Lee. Just wait till you land, for God's sake.
No, I won't be after waiting so long to fly and to get on a holiday. It took us a long time to be able to afford to fly and go on the holiday this year. So I'll be celebrating that, you know, and not moderately, not over the top. I have my child with me, so I'm not going to be able to go on a mad one, for God's sake. But like, you could also argue the fact with somebody taking a Xanax, is it? What do you call those relaxer tablets? People take them and the alcohol. And I think you made a good point there that people be obviously drugs, whatever. There's other substances involved that mightn't necessarily be alcohol tipping someone over. And I think if you're inclined to go on a mad one, you're that type of person to go on a mad one and cause havoc.
Absolutely. Jeremy, earlier on in the year, I saw a group of lads in one of the bars in Dublin Airport, okay? Yeah. And I'm convinced that they must have come straight from Copperface Jacks or something, straight to the airport and straight to the bar. And they probably had a line of coke on the way because they were hyped up out of all proportion, okay?
Yeah.
And their carry-on was disgraceful, to be honest.
And they were let on the flight.
I don't know if they were let on the flight, but they shouldn't be let on the flight.
No, and
they shouldn't have been served drink in the airport either. The bar should have said, lads, you've had enough.
Exactly,
but my point is that they were already in that state arriving at the airport. Are you with me? They came from either drinking in somebody's house or coming from Copperface Jacks or whatever. They arrived in the airport in the state. So how do you police that?
Well, it's very easy. You stop them. Like, these staff are trained to know if someone is lost.
That's exactly my point. That the damage was done. They were already drunk before they got to the bloody airport.
Let's not make the
bars in the airport would have done nothing
because
to
we're
those
literally
beds.
Providing people who fancy a drink. I'm not saying Lee, by the way, has a drink problem. I'm not suggesting
you see,
that.
You said you're a loser. You need to look at yourself if you have to have
yourself.
A
drink. I'm saying it's sad. It is sad.
Okay, yeah. Lee, you're sad.
I don't care what I'm called. I'm going to have my glass of wine and I'm going to be very happy, whatever I am. I don't give a shit what someone thinks of me, to be honest with you. I saved, like, my attitude is I'm going away with my son and my friend and her son, and we are going to have a fantastic holiday, and I don't feel like a loser or sad whatsoever. We've accomplished what we have. We're getting on our holiday, and I'm proud to say we're getting back and we're going on a holiday. Do you know
and,
that way?
And for you, that holiday starts in the airport with a drink or two.
Well, yeah, but put it this way as well, lads. Like, say we don't have a glass of wine, I'll have it on the plane. It's not that I'll go out of my way that, like, oh, Jesus, my holiday is ruined if I don't visit the bar. I'll have it on the plane. But it's just, I really do feel it's the responsibility of where it's being sold and the plane you're boarding. I think that the people in the authoritative situations, like the bar manager, like the barman serving or woman or whatever, like, it's up to them to call the shots and say, no, you've had enough, as you said, don't let them on the plane. Or if anyone's way, what would you say, even tiny bit sloppy, wait there, get a bit of air, drink a bit of water, see what you're like for the next flight. Simple as.
Okay, and as somebody just messaged us there a second ago, if you close the bars in the airport, they will just get duty-free and drink more. And if you're going to any of the Canary Islands, you can buy duty-free in Dublin Airport and bring it to the Canaries.
I don't agree. First of all, most people only go to the duty-free. You don't go to duty-free 3 hours before your flight starts. Normally, people just run to it on the way to the plane. So
you get walked through it on your way in through the airport. That's the first place you come across. So the point is, close the bars... Close the bars and people are just going to be more inclined to buy drink in the
thank you to that person, because that literally proves the point that I was making. Sad drink dependent people.
Listen to Lee there.
I'm listening.
She's
to
looking
Lee.
Forward to her holiday. Yeah, she hasn't had a holiday in years.
Yeah.
And she wants to have a glass of wine in the airport. And you're saying, no, you've a problem. You've a problem.
But she
can't. You have serious
issues. She can have one because the bars are there. She literally can have one.
No, but
one.
You're saying she shouldn't be able to. She should not be able to.
I just don't see the difference between having one glass of wine and no glasses of wine.
That's you. But you want to impose your opinion on everybody else.
No, it's not.
Michael O'Leary wants to do the exact same thing.
It's not an opinion to say that. Well, it is, I suppose, to say. I think most people would agree that it is sad if you depend on a drink at that hour of the morning.
Are you depending on the drink, Lee?
No, I'm just marking something that we took a long time to accomplish.
Okay, but if you're not depending on it, yeah.
I feel like it's a bit of a tradition.
There you go.
I used to travel a lot when pre-kids. You know yourselves, when you have more finance, you might have been able to do things earlier in your life, and then other things took over. So to me, I always, when I was younger, remember even going in for your breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Before you got on your plane or whatever, you just I feel parts of little things that you used to do are tradition. And it's not getting legless. It's not like doing nothing like that. It's more so saying, we're off on our holiday. We've saved hard for this. I'd like to toast this, or I'd like to go for me brekkie, whatever. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you then. Michael O'Leary is calling for bars to be restricted to normal licensing hours. So
I don't see how he has the shots, to be honest. I can't stand how he's even dictating that. I don't understand how he can even have a say. He believes
that the free sale of alcohol in airports has led to the increase in bad behaviour on board. That's his claim. I believe it's other things. I believe it's people doing drugs.
I do believe it's not just alcohol. I do believe if it's the younger crowd, it's a stag or a hen, there's definitely drugs involved somewhere along the line 100% as well.
Before they even get to the airport.
And by the way, lads, Michael O'Leary is well entitled to say, because it's his staff that are getting attacked verbally and physically attacked.
If you're in hospitality and you're dealing with alcohol and bars, restaurants, that's part of your job, sadly. And I don't mean that in a rough, hard way. That's part and parcel. He's selling it on his planes. And he can't really turn around and redirect that off himself and his staff either fully. Everyone has accountability.
In fact, if Michael O'Leary were to say, we will stop selling alcohol on our flights, then I'd have more respect for his opinion on the bars.
So would I, to be honest with you. But the fact that he's selling and they go up and down with the drinks carts, which I've no problem with either, but you can't, everyone, the person who drinks it to the person who sells it has a responsibility, whether it be the bar in the airport, whether it be the trolley coming down the aisle. Obviously, everyone has to have how they conduct themselves or how they have to put force on conducting others or saying, cop on to yourself, behave. You know what I mean? But like the fact that somebody has to be told that, they've gone above and beyond. And I do believe it's more than alcohol involved and the crowd and the group.
But I see gigging for the last 30 years. I have seen how drink changes really, really nice people into complete arseholes.
A lot of people, Adrian.
I remember a couple of years ago, this girl at a gig that I was doing, and she was the nicest. She was about 28, 29. She was the nicest girl. She came up and asked me for a couple of songs. Thanks very much. Whenever you have time, play them. And then she would come up a half an hour later if I didn't play one, and she'd get. And as the half hours went on, she was getting slightly more aggressive. By 2 hours into it, between the first time I met her, she had become an obnoxious.
No, I'm not arguing.
Obnoxious.
Drink affects some people like that, not everybody.
The vast majority of people.
No, I don't agree with you.
The vast majority of people do not become nicer with drink on them. That's a fact.
A lot of people are merry, jolly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But there is, alcohol can have the also adverse effect, the same as anything. But alcohol, yeah, I've seen that where I'd be sitting on the dirt on the way home from work, and there could be a couple both drinking, and you know it's not going to be happy Mary the whole train ride home because something's going to snap. But I remember a couple sitting on the dirt on the way out of town home from work one evening, and just as how happy they got on, your man that was with the woman snapped like that I thought, oh my God, he's going to hit her. So I know exactly what you're saying, but all the more reason for Michael O'Leary to make sure his staff are fully trained and armed for those situations, because if you sell the alcohol, you have to be prepared for somebody just going above and beyond.
And Jeremy, like we just said, I would have more respect for Michael O'Leary's opinion if he banned the sale of alcohol on his plane.
The difference is, lads, I don't know how you're not seeing this. On a plane, it's controlled. It is controlled.
And what, it's not in the bar at the airport?
No, it's not. Because no barman at the airport, they don't give a shit how much they serve you. If you just keep, say on a big rugby weekend, there's a big rugby match on, or any Saturday morning when everybody's heading over to the Premier League games in the UK, the airport is jammed with people going over to see Liverpool, United, Arsenal, Everton, whatever the case may be. The barman behind the bar at the airport doesn't give a shit how many. I could go up to him on a Saturday morning and say 10 points. He's not going to ask me what flight I'm on and are they all for me.
But again, if Michael O'Leary banned the sale of alcohol on his planes, I'd listen to what he had to say.
He controls the sale. That is the difference between him and a bar. He controls the sale. I'm sure his staff, and by the way, there's more profit, for those of you who think that it's all about selling drink on Ryanair flights, there's more profit to be made in the packet of Pringles you order, or in the pre-made sandwich you order on a flight, than in a drink. He's not making his billions out of selling drinks. He's making his billions out of selling sandwiches and scratch cards. So he's not making money out of that.
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. And this is Darren.
I agree with Dixon on this one. I agree with him 100%. I judge someone if they're drinking at that hour of the morning. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm not really a big drinker, but even if I was, I wouldn't be drinking at 4 or 5 in the morning. If you're drinking at that hour in the morning, you have a serious problem.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on again.
No bother at all, Martin. What's your opinion on this? Should the bars in Dublin Airport operate on the same licences as outside the airport? In other words, not open until 10:30 in the morning.
Well, I can't see what harm it'd do. Like, you know, at the end of the day, Michael O'Leary is selling drink on the plane. Do you know, like, I mean, I know Jeremy said there he's not making any money out of it. Well, if he's not making any money out of it, stop it.
Yeah, no, sorry, Jeremy, I don't believe he's not making any money out of
alcohol. No, I didn't say Ryanair's profits are not down to the booze being sold, okay?
No, I would agree, but again, he does sell it. So he's giving out about exactly the thing that he does on board. So you can't have you can't have your vodka and coke in the bar in the airport, but you can have it on board his plane.
Listen to what he said. He's talking about the time, and that alcohol should not be available at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's all down to the clientele as well, lad, and yes, the flight. Like you said there about going to a Premier League game, Jeremy. I brought my lad, God forgive me, to a Man United game there last year. We got the boat. And there was lads pinting on the boat. The boat was at 7 o'clock. And the 3.5 hours did not stop pinting. But no one was staggering around. No one was starting fights. So it's all about the clientele. It's always the fights by people.
You look at most of the videos that appear online of fights on planes. And a lot of them are on Ryanair. A lot of them are on that Jet 2 Airlines thing. So you are right. You're talking about the cheap package holiday people. I've never ever heard of a flight in a first class lounge or in a first class cabin of a plane?
What's the point you're trying to make?
What Martin just said, it's a certain kind.
So we'll only serve drinks. We'll only serve drinks then in the airport to people of a certain socioeconomic class?
I'm just saying it only happens in certain spaces. What I'm saying is there was drink being served on a boat at 7 o'clock in the morning for 3.5 hours. And there was nobody getting into a scrap. There was no hassle at all. There was nobody staggering around the place.
Okay, the argument here is, if you are an absolute dickhead who can't handle your drink and gets pissed and causes fights on airplanes, you're that same dickhead if the bar doesn't open until 10:30 in the morning.
It doesn't say that on your passport, so nobody can
possibly I know that.
It doesn't say when you open someone's passport.
Listen to me. You're still that same dickhead if the bar doesn't open until 10:30. Not every flight, by the way, is at 7 o'clock in the morning. There are flights all the way through the day. If you are that dickhead, you just and you're on an afternoon flight, you're still that dickhead. Do you not get the point I'm making?
Yeah, but Ryanair do them early morning flights to make it cheap.
I understand all of that, but the point is that firstly, not all flights are at 7 in the morning, and not everybody going on their holidays is going at 7 in the morning. My next holiday, for example, my flight's not till 11 o'clock. Yeah,
but that's plenty of time for drinking for you. The point is,
and the bar will still be packed at 7 o'clock and at 11 o'clock.
This is exactly the point that I'm trying to make, Martin. What difference does it make the bar not open until 10:30?
Here's a slight difference, Adrian. If the bars were to open at 11 o'clock, say, well, if I have my way, be lunchtime, open at 1 o'clock or whatever the case may be, okay? If the bar opens at 1 o'clock in Dublin Airport, yes, the chances are that even your most hardened drinker, your alcohol-dependent party goers, yeah, who treat airlines like a party bus going down the next dual carriageway, those people will have hopefully had a lining in their stomach, they'll have had food and stuff. For a lot of people, that to put up the passport photograph in the airport and the drink, that is their breakfast that morning. I know, because they put it in the caption, breakfast in Terminal 1. So they're literally putting beer into themselves with nothing in their stomach. And that's why they're being arseholes on flights. So you would hope...
But Adrian made a great point there earlier on.
Adrian didn't make any great point.
He did.
Well, hold on, let me finish. And I think I will... I don't really back Adrian up on this, on most points. But he made a good point there. Say if there's a 12 o'clock flight, say, or a 1 o'clock flight, and you live close to the airport in Dublin, and there's a gang of you going, and you said, right, the bars are closed until 1 o'clock, our flight's at 12. They're going to get fucking smashed at home before they get on the plane, and they're going to top up with the little miniature vodkas or whatever, and they're going to cause hassle. So it doesn't matter if the bar is open or closed. If people want to get smashed, they're going
to
do it.
And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Closing the bars or restricting the opening hours of the bars will do nothing for Michael O'Leary's issue with bad behaviour on airplanes.
But it's a step forward. It really is a step forward. And
your reason for doing it is more of a judgmental thing. You shouldn't be drinking at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's your
I'd never judge. I would never judge.
You did judge. You called people losers. You literally called
people losers. Oh, I'm a loser, so, because I went on a stag there last year and at 7 o'clock in the morning flight and everyone in the group had a pint before the flight.
There you go.
So we're
absolute
all
loser.
Losers.
Loser, yeah. Mark.
I'm a proper loser.
Scum.
A proper loser. But I had one pint in the airport before a flight.
You're not a proper loser. I just wouldn't want to be sitting beside you and your
stag. So if you were going on a stag weekend...
Well, you know I'm getting pissed after one pint, Jeremy.
Well, why bother just have one pint then?
If you were going on a stag weekend and all the lads... Sorry, Jeremy, hang on. And all the lads were going to the bar, you'd say, I'm not going here. I'm going for my smoothie, would you?
No, I normally need to go to Pret a Manger for...
But you'd leave all the lads having a pint in the bar and you'd go off and have your... That's a loser.
No, it's not
that's
a loser.
An absolute...
You'll become more of a loser, yeah. Jeremy, than
me. My routine is always the same. I go to
if you were going on a stag with a load of lads, they're all having a pint, I'm going for my smoothie.
No, I go to Pret a Manger. I got to go to Pret a Manger for porridge and then I go for a smoothie. Because I'm not a sheep.
Do you get invited on many stags, Jeremy?
No was the answer to that. Thanks, Martin. Thanks very much.
No problem, lads. Be good.
Yeah, only in Ireland, by the way, would you be ridiculed, by the way. Only in Ireland would
before
you be ridiculed
we go,
because we have, don't agree with drink culture.
We have an Opinions Matter travel mug to give away. You can put your pint into it if you want to. You can drink anything out of the bloody thing. It's an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug.
Jeez, you're even encouraging alcohol in the coffee mug.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Fucking hell. Are you sponsored by Diageo or something like that?
We have a sim. Have you got a question?
Yeah, I do have a question.
What's your question? Come on.
Very easy, because I literally said it 10, 15, 20 seconds ago. Where do I get my porridge in Dublin Airport? Which is actually the nicest porridge.
Oh, if you think
so, you're mocking me for having porridge for breakfast. So, which of us is more normal? You drink a pint for breakfast.
No, I just can't get out of my head. You're going on a stag with a load of lads. The lads are going in for a pint. I'm going to Pret a Manger.
Well, you just gave the answer.
Loser, that's the answer. If you want to send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with that answer and your name, where does Jeremy go for his porridge in the airport while all the lads on the stag weekend are having a pint in the bar? If you know the answer, send it to us right now to 085-825-2626. Thanks for listening to this Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next episode.